Hey, chosen ones. I wanted to take a moment to talk about something important. There are many people out there who feel jealous or envious of you. As a chosen one, you stand out, and some people just can't help but want to be like you. Let's dive into this a little more. Sometimes, these people can be from your own family or friend groups. They could even be people you no longer associate with, maybe from past relationships. There's a certain energy you can feel when you're around these people, a competitive vibe. They've been envious of you for a long time, often since they first met you. It's not really about anything you did, but more about who you are and what you naturally bring to the table. Your haters and those who are jealous, they're really just fans in disguise. When someone has that much negative energy toward you, it's usually because they see something in you that they wish they had. There's something about you, something unique, that they lack, and it bothers them. As a chosen one, you have a special light. Look around at the people who used to be close to you. Notice how some of them have tried to imitate you, taking on qualities you possess. The kindness, the strength, the way you encourage others. Those are not things that come naturally to them. But for you, it's just who you are. These traits are gifts given to you by God, and that's something no one else can truly copy. I wanted to share something important with you today. Even though your haters and enemies might feel jealous or envious of you, trying to imitate you, they can never truly be like you. What makes you stand out as a chosen one isn't something you can put on. It's inside of you, part of who you are. You didn't have to chase after these qualities or work hard to add them to yourself. They are naturally a part of your being, and because of that, you can't lose them. There's no need to pretend or force yourself to act a certain way. Kindness, compassion, and love flow from you without effort. You don't have to try to show gratitude or appreciation for life. It just comes naturally. Being a chosen one is not something you strive to become. It's simply who you are. On the other hand, the reason your haters are so bothered by you is because they don't have what you have. They see the light you carry, and they envy it because it's something they can't attain. While they might try to act like they have the same qualities, it's all an illusion. That's why it's important to be cautious. There are many people who pretend to be something they're not. Some may appear to be followers of God, but in truth, they're hiding behind a false image. This is why the wisdom from the Bible is so crucial. It helps keep your perspective clear. When you truly embody the knowledge from it, you begin to see people for who they really are. The Bible even says, "You will know them by their fruits," meaning a person's true nature is shown by their actions. Your haters will never have the attributes that make you a chosen one because those qualities are not within them. Let's talk about the fruits of the Spirit. What Spirit? The Holy Spirit that you, as a chosen one, carry within you. Your enemies and those who envy you don't have this Spirit inside them, and that's why they act out with jealousy and hatred. These emotions are not part of the Holy Spirit's nature. Hatred and jealousy are not qualities that come from the Spirit. This is why they can never be like you or become a chosen one. Their actions reflect the opposite of what it means to be led by the Holy Spirit, making them your opponents, not your friends. Sometimes, these people may even be close to you, like family. But you will recognize them by their fruits, by the way they act and the energy they carry. A good tree cannot produce bad fruit, just as a bad tree cannot produce good fruit. In the same way, people with bad intentions, negative energy, or toxic behaviors cannot display the qualities you possess. They might try to fake it, but it will never be genuine. The fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These are qualities that flow naturally from you as a chosen one. People who are toxic or full of negativity cannot show these qualities, no matter how much they might want to or how hard they try to imitate you. This is why some people feel resentment toward you. They see the light in you, and it reminds them of what they lack. No matter what they do, they can't produce the same fruits because their roots are not grounded in goodness like yours are. Here's something important to remember. Stop focusing so much on what people say or how they appear. Instead, pay attention to the fruit they produce. What qualities do they show in their lives? Do they exhibit love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control? These are the signs you should look for. The truth is, many people don't show these qualities. That's why they aren't chosen, and that's why they can never be like you. There's no real comparison between someone filled with light and someone who isn't. Light will always outshine darkness, no matter what. I wanted to remind you to stay alert. There are people who claim to be chosen, but aren't. Some pretend to walk in alignment with God, but they don't really understand what it means to carry love, patience, or kindness. Their actions are fake, their light artificial. The Bible speaks about this too, comparing people to wheat and tares. Wheat represents the good, while tares are the weeds that look almost identical to the wheat, but are harmful. In life, both good and bad people grow together. Just like weeds try to strangle healthy plants, false people can try to choke out the truth in others. The tare looks so much like wheat that it's hard to tell them apart at first. But the truth always reveals itself in time. These false chosen ones, and those filled with envy and jealousy, they may look like they belong, but they're just pretending. Some people can put on such a convincing act that they almost seem like they're full of light. They may talk the right way, sound right, and even look right, but it's their actions that truly reveal who they are. Just like the tare, which looks almost identical to the wheat, it's easy to mistake one for the other. Farmers often can't tell whether a seed is wheat or tare just by looking, so they throw them out together. As they grow, both look the same, until harvest time. It's only at harvest time that the difference between wheat and tare becomes obvious. That's where you are in life right now. There are people who have grown up with you, people who share the same bloodline, family, or even close friendships. But you're starting to see the truth. You realize that although you may have shared the same background, they aren't aligned with the same light. They don't possess the same love, joy, or peace that you do. It's becoming clear that even though you might have come from the same place, you're not the same. Satan has planted his seeds among the chosen ones to blend in, to confuse and mislead. That's why you must always sharpen your sense of discernment. As a chosen one, it's essential to judge people by their fruit, not by their words or appearance. It's not enough to listen to what they say or how they look. Instead, pay attention to what their actions reveal. What kind of fruit are they producing? Their true nature will always be shown through their actions, and this is the key to understanding who is really walking in the light and who is just pretending.